The Hawk Chronicles. Follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars. And now, Episode 1, The Portal.
I'm Detective Kate Hawk, intergalactic investigator for the IDF, the Intergalactic Defense Federation. We patrol the vast expanse of space, maintaining order among the many worlds of our galaxy. I know, it sounds a little crazy. Just a short time ago, my galaxy was Baltimore, from Patterson Park to Little Italy to Fells Point. The only aliens I dealt with were people with or without green cards. How I ended up here, well, it started like any other day at the precinct.
Bonds. Yeah? A what? Where? How big is it? What do you mean it just appeared? Out of thin air. On the roof. On a grocery store. Has anyone tried opening the door? Look, why can't you guys in uniform handle this? All right. Detective Hawk's coming in on shift. I'll brief her. We'll be out there. And what's the address? Yeah. Okay, got it. Look, in the meantime, do the usual. Secure the scene. Canvas the area. Gather up some witnesses, okay? All right. See ya.
Detective Barnes, what's cooking?
Hey, rookie.
Rookie? Still? I've been working traffic for 3 months. I know it's my first week with you guys, but when do I get to hear, "Good morning, Officer Nelson"?
Maybe when the next rookie comes on board.
Man, that's just whoa.
Whoa what?
Whoa that. That is whoa.
No. That's not a whoa. That's Detective Hawk. And I advise you, keep your woes to yourself.
Hey, Barnes.
Good morning, Detective Hawk.
What's with Slackjaw? Better close your mouth. Or are you trying to catch flies?
Flies? Oh, no, but I wouldn't mind tackling something a little bigger.
Ever hear the expression, never mess with a hawk unless you can fly?
Fly?
All right, Casanova, get back on your perch before you crash and burn.
That's okay, Jim. Listen, rookie, I got a 4 p.m. workout scheduled. You're more than welcome to stop by and go one-on-one, if you think you're up to it.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to wear?
All right, rookie, that's enough. I can tell you now, the last guy that took Detective Hawk up on her offer ended up wearing a neck brace. It took him 3 days to get over it. Kate, we got a weird one here.
Well, he is a little strange, but I wouldn't call him weird.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a new case. Hey, rookie, don't you have some filing to do?
Detective, you got a date at 4.
Kate, don't go too hard on him. Replacements are hard to come by.
Whatever. So, what's the case?
It's some kind of capsule, tube thingy, appeared on the roof of a small grocery store in Little Italy. I'm thinking it's some kind of prank or a party gone bad. The uniforms are there. We're canvassing the area, looking for anyone who might have seen something overnight.
How big is this thing?
Well, Officer Max on the scene, he said it was too big to carry. It didn't look like it come apart. I got the address right here.
Get Greenhorn's Lockjaw over there to contact the FAA. See if there was any chopper traffic in the area last night. I'll meet you in the parking lot.
Well, I suppose that means you gotta drive again.
Wouldn't have it any other way. I thought it was gonna be just another routine day. Maybe someone built an elaborate pigeon roost, or a garden shed for a roof garden, or like Barnes said, a bad prank. I was totally unprepared for what laid in store for us all that morning. It would be something that changed the course of my life forever.
Well, this is it.
The building's not that high. I'd say they probably hauled whatever's up there from the roof.
Well, from what Max said, it's probably too heavy. Would have taken a serious block and tackle system.
Are you with the police?
Yes, I'm Detective Hawk. This is my partner, Detective Barnes. And you are?
Ellen Farina. I'm the owner here.
Miss Farina, can you tell me what's going on?
It'll be easier if I can show you. We can take the old freight elevator here. I noticed it when I came in early this morning.
Noticed what?
The light! It was glowing! Like someone had a campfire going on the roof! I was a little afraid to go up there alone. I thought maybe some homeless person was up there. Maybe had a barrel fire or something.
Oh, ma'am, what did you do then?
I waited for my clerk, Jeremy, to come in. I wasn't going up there alone.
And where's Jeremy now?
He's up on the roof with your officers. We couldn't believe what we saw. It's best if you see it for yourself. I called the police when we realized it was just too big for someone to have hauled it up there. Plus, the only way to the roof is through the store here.
Now, did you notice any signs of forced entry?
No, everything was normal, except for the strange glow on the roof. I hope you two can make sense of this. Well, there it is.
Neither one of us were prepared to see what we saw. It looked just like the hand-operated smokestack elevator that President Roosevelt used on the USS Potomac. It was a monument I'd known since childhood. It sits near the public fountain at my hometown's wharf. It looked like a smokestack with a bulkhead-type door on it. There was still a slight glow emanating from the base, and the cylinder was producing a faint humming sound. There were no markings, with the exception of a black ring around the top, just like the elevator monument.
Holy Roosevelt, Batman.
Roosevelt?
I swear, this is the same monument from Long Wharf back in my hometown. It was supposed to look like a smokestack on Roosevelt's yacht. He would pull himself up and down in it with a pulley. He was always worried about not being able to get up on the main deck, just in case.
You want me to call him, see if it's missing?
Yeah, Barnes, you do that. Hey, Mac, what do you have so far?
More questions than answers. No one saw or heard anything unusual last night. No security cameras covered the roof, and we've taken a close look at the roof walls here, and we don't see any rub marks. So, it's not likely it was hauled up.
Like I told you, the only way up here is through the store, and it was still locked when I came in this morning.
Hazmat got here same time I did this morning. They said there were no explosives detected or radiation. They can't explain the glow. There's no heat signature. I think this one's a case for the X-Files.
Well, Sully's retired, so I guess it's ours.
Hey, Nelson just texted. No reports of any unusual aircraft in the area last night or this morning. Just a news chopper and a Metro police chopper. It's like this thing just materialized here.
Mac, where's the clerk?
We sent him back downstairs. We're getting the full statement from him, but I don't think he'll be any help. He basically saw what you're seeing now.
Miss Florina, we're going to need you to keep the store closed today, or at least until we can clear this up.
Closed? I can't afford to lose the business. It's bad enough as it is.
Look, I understand, but think about what it's going to be like around here once this news hits. A strange glowing object lands on your roof? You'll be the Roswell of the East.
You think it's a UFO?
No, I don't. But everyone else will. Conspiracists will be coming out of the woodwork. So I don't think one day closed will hurt you in the long run.
I didn't even think about that.
We need to secure this area for a full investigation right now. So if you could go with this officer downstairs, we'll make sure we have your full statement.
Posters, t-shirts, hats! This could be my golden goose!
Yeah, golden goose. More like an albatross, if you ask me.
Hey, Mac. Anyone try to open the door yet?
The hazmat guys looked it over pretty good. They didn't find any kind of doorknob or handle, but there is some symbol next to the door.
Oh, yeah. Looks like it may be some sort of biometric panel.
Biometric panel? What, have you been watching the Sci-Fi Channel again?
BBC. Anyway, maybe it opens by placing your hand over the panel here.
Are you crazy? Don't touch that.
Relax. Hazmat guy says it was benign. No radiation, no heat or electrical current. See? Nothing.
Mac, please tell me you dusted this thing for prints before you put your hands all over it.
Of course we did. It was clean.
All right. I want you to go downstairs and wrap up the statements from the owner and her clerk. Barnes and I'll stay up here and keep working on our investigation.
You got it. Hey, no joyriding while I'm gone.
So, Kate, what do you think?
You're gonna think I'm losing it? I feel drawn to this thing.
Drawn?
Something like that. Maybe it's because I've known what it looks like my whole life.
What, it's calling out to you?
Something like that.
You seriously think someone would steal a monument and manage to somehow get it up on this roof with nobody seeing anything?
Well, it obviously wasn't stolen or else I would have heard about it. We need to get it off the roof and secured somewhere.
Seriously? I mean, it's got to be some sort of prank. Let's just take it apart and look for clues.
Jim, we don't have a clue what this is or why it's here. We need to get it to a secure location to do a thorough investigation. You flew choppers in the Army?
You thinking about sling-loading this piece of junk out of here?
You see any other quick way?
without destroying the evidence? What would it take?
Well, the department has those new Euros. It's an Airbus 350, hauls about 2,400 pounds.
All right, set it up. Can you coordinate with Baltimore County PD and get a location at Martin State Airport to investigate it?
Yeah, but...
But what?
Seems like a drastic move for what looks like a prank to me.
Trust me on this one.
There goes that famous gut talking again.
And it's usually right. This biometric pad you mentioned, what do you think it does?
Well, you put your hand on it. Maybe it needs a woman's touch.
See, putting my hand here won't make any kind of difference.
Oh my God, you gotta be me. Whoa, Kate, what are you doing?
I'm gonna take a peek inside.
Kate, I don't think that's a good idea. Kate!
Jim, you're not gonna believe this.
Believe what? What am I not gonna believe? And don't tell me it's bigger on the inside.
No, there's another door.
What? What do you mean another door?
It looks just like the outer door.
That's not possible. There's no door on the other side. There's nothing.
But there is a door here. How can that be?
Look, it's obviously fake. Now get out of there.
Oh my God. It's...
Kate! 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 Open the door! Kate!
What has Kate Hawk found? Where does this mysterious door lead? Find out in episode 2, The Awakening of the Hawk Chronicles.